This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I was coming out of the grocery store yesterday, and you know, I get into these moods sometimes where I want to fix a unique meal, a healthy meal. And so I like to go to the grocery store and kind of gather up my ingredients and then put the masterpiece together. I call myself a natural chef. Pat my own self on the back. But as I was leaving the grocery store, I remember backing up and remember seeing this particular bumper sticker that kind of stuck with me, you know, as I pulled off. And it said, "Joe and the Hole got to go." And of course, I knew what it meant. I knew what it stood for. But I just thought that, wow, there's no fear in this world, particularly now, as it relates to hate. Don't get me wrong. It's been here forever since, at least it's from the time that I can understand right from wrong. And I was born in the 60s. You know, hate has always been prevalent and been noticeable and been relevant in our society and in our world. But it would appear that, at least I thought for a period of time, you know, it seemed like we were all at least attempting to try to work together on all goals, not just common goals, but on all goals. And now it appears that the reality is that hate tries to dominate the norm. Hate tries to be the center of attention more so than ever. And anything that happens in this society, anything that happens in this world, you almost have to trace it to hate. You know, bumper stickers have been around forever and people have been spewing hate forever. I mean, there used to be a time when you could travel to different states in the South, and as you were coming in, you wouldn't see a normal welcoming to Mississippi or welcoming someone to Alabama. It would usually be a hateful threat to people of color not to come here. People of color to know that this isn't the town that you want to spend time in. There were particular times when you knew there were certain cities and states in this United States of America where you were told that, particularly if you were black or brown, that you were not supposed to be here at night, or you were not supposed to be out at night. You could be subject to being beaten or killed. So hate has always been around. Hate has never left America. And so I guess it just kind of stayed with me, because here we are celebrating Dr. King's life, his birthday, and right around the corner, we'll move right into the history of African-American people, the history of black people, the history of how we've been able to survive what we've gone through for over 400 years in America. And as much as I love this country, as much as I love the state that I live in, and I live in South Carolina, but I see a world and I see a state where hate dominates the narrative. Hate dominates the culture. Hate dominates everything that takes place. And one of the things that I've grown in my 60 years of living, and what I see now is that literally, if you don't pick a side, if you decide to pick the right or the left, and depending on the number of people that are in power that dictate the narrative, then the other group won't be able to do anything because it's just too weak. The one thing that I've learned in America, and growing up in America, and growing up with the country that I love so much, is that power dictates the narrative. And whoever owns the power owns the direction of the narrative, owns the direction of where the country will flow. That doesn't mean everybody agrees with it. It just means that the people with the power dictates the narrative. And what happens with that is that there is something called the human being factor that I like to mention again, that if you are a judge, if you are a chief of police, if you are a high paid lawyer, if you're the CEO of a company, and you spent your life dealing with that type of narrative of power, and that type of narrative of looking at black and brown people as less than, just because you hold a position of power, does that mean that you're going to treat people equally? It does not mean that. It does not mean because you're a judge and you have put your right hand up the and been sworn into office to follow the law. And the law says that everybody should be treated equally and due diligence to justice. But because of the human being factor, there's a good chance that that particular judge or that particular attorney, that particular chief of police, that particular CEO have grown up always hating and looking down on black and brown people of America. And so they hire, they put around them a circle of people. They select people that feel the same way that they do. And the generational cycle of hate continues. The generational cycle of power continues. We are now living in an age where the new group of power, some are trying to take history out of the school systems. Some are going around saying that schools are teaching critical race theory, so that creates a narrative that they believe that that history is taught about hate and tells different nationalities to hate a group of people, which is not true at all, and is not even being taught in the school. Black history or some resemblance of black history has always been taught. Even that had a narrative to it. There was only so much that could be taught. That's why we grew up knowing about Dr. King, knowing about Harriet Tubman, knowing about Sojourner Truth, knowing about Frederick Douglass, because those names were names that we consistently and constantly heard about. And so you were able to learn about those folks. But there's a whole lot more, a plethora of more African-Americans who did more in our history, but were more powerful in the narrative that they couldn't be discussed. And so here we are now. There are people as high as governor positions, because they believe that that narrative of saying to the hateful rhetoric of America that the way I stay in office, I got to believe that the majority of people that I represent don't want their kids and their grandkids to know about the hatefulness that existed then and exists now. And finding out the reason why, so that it can change the narrative. We always have had an opportunity in America to make things better. We've always had an opportunity in America to put people in places of power that understood that access for being equal has to be for everyone. Access to power have to be for everyone. Access to positions have to be available to everyone. We've always had opportunities to do that. But if you travel as far back to history as the unfortunate story of history with Columbus discovering something that was already discovered, hate started there. Hate started before there. Hate has been around even during biblical times. Hate started at the beginning. And so there's a question that has to be asked. How do you eradicate hate? How do you eradicate the change of power from people who share a narrative of hate to share a narrative of togetherness, of love, of understanding, of equal access to life? How do you change that? I got to tell you one reason, and I know you're not going to agree with it, particularly folk of younger generations, and I understand the hate. I understand the don't care attitude. I understand it. But until things change, there's certain ways that we can make change and change the narrative. And one of those ways has to start with you. You've got to find the weaknesses that you have, and you got to figure out a way not just to make you better, but you got to make your son, your daughter, your nieces, your nephews, you got to help them be better. If you're an aunt or uncle and God has blessed you to still be here, you got to help make your family better. If you're a mother or father or grandmother or grandfather, you've got to step up and make your community better. See, for some reason, the more God blessed us, the more we cursed ourselves. The more God opened doors for us, the more we closed doors on ourselves. It's hard to get to a level of understanding and a level of power if you're constantly and consistently hurting yourself, hurting your community, hurting the future generations that we have to count on to keep our communities, to keep our country safe. Isn't it ironic when I think about the times when people like my uncle and other relatives who served in the early wars, the narrative was different when they came home than it was for their white brothers who came home. The white brothers were celebrated. The black brothers were humiliated. Yeah, we still have a chance to make this country be united. But it's going to take a lot of work. And the question is, are you committed to that type of work? Are you committed to voting? Are you committed to learning the political process? It's not going anywhere anytime soon. So you either get in it and help change it, or you stand on the sidelines and watch this world continually. And you got kids, in particular, if you got babies coming behind you, you know, coming up, right behind you, coming up. What kind of world are you going to leave them to have to wrestle with because you wouldn't get involved? You wouldn't help change the narrative. How can you look at your kids knowing that they're going to have to deal with? Are you going to try to make it better for them? Or are you just going to say, yep, yeah, you better get ready. You better get ready because this, you think it's hell now. It's going to even be worse when you get older. Really? You're not going to do nothing? I know we all get frustrated. I know we all get angry. I know we all get confused. I know some of us throw up our hand and throw in a towel and say, I've had enough. I'm done with it. But what about the rest of us who really believe that there's a reason for me to be on this planet? There's a reason for me to be on this earth. There's a reason for me to be existing even now. I've watched folk die for whatever reasons. I watch folk leave this planet for whatever reasons. And most of them are forgotten because they didn't do anything while they were here. So my question to you, what will be your story? What will people say about you? God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.